Hi, you are listening to One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. This week's episode is a practical one. I tell you how I would invest £1,000 right now if I was new to investing and did not know where to start. So this would basically be advice for myself, but 10 years younger. In all honesty, I don't think I would like to come back to a 25-year-old me. It was great back then, but I like myself better now. When I first started investing, I really did not know where to begin. I had to learn by doing, and I was reading financial books and listening to as many different experts as I could so I can make the right decision. I did all that so you don't have to. And in this episode, I want to make investing as simple as possible for you. Just a little side note. I will explain the step-by-step process that is more applicable to UK listeners, but I will also give some tips for international listeners at the end. So, do you already have your emergency fund in place? If so, you are ready to start investing. So, let's do it. First step, open a stocks and shares ISA. I can recommend the Vanguard one because of the low fees. Just go to their website and select the Stocks and Shares ISA option. It usually takes a couple of days to open an account. The main advantage of Stocks and Shares ISAs and ISAs in general is that you do not pay tax on any capital gains or dividends. So any money that you gain from the stock market is entirely yours to keep. And with a Stocks and Shares ISA, you can withdraw it whenever you want. So once you have your account opened, you have to purchase the investments. Think about your account as a gift card you put money in. In order to get the goodies, you have to use the balance that you put in your gift card to purchase something. For beginners, I would recommend purchasing the Vanguard S&P 500 UCITS ETF. No worries, I will leave the full name and the code for this ETF in the description below. At the moment of recording this, the price of this ETF is £75. So with your £1,000, you can buy 13 ETFs of the S&P 500. This ETF gives you direct exposure to companies like Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta, Tesla, JP Morgan, Starbucks, and Netflix, among others. So by purchasing this ETF, you have invested in the 500 largest companies in the US. I think it is always important to invest in what we know, and we are using Microsoft or Apple on a daily basis. We also all have been to Starbucks and use Amazon for our shopping. So those companies are definitely something we are familiar with. I would like to add that the charges for this ETF are really low. They are at 0.07% annually at the moment. This is because this ETF uses passive management or indexing. That means that you are not paying extra for someone to guess what the market is going to do in the future. Instead, this ETF is following the S&P 500 index at a much lower cost. Now, studies show that the majority of passively managed ETFs outperform the actively managed ones. So, in my opinion, there's no need to ever invest in the actively managed ETFs because they are quite costly. Congratulations! You are now a proud owner of 13 ETFs and can proudly say that you are an investor in the stock market. I think the S&P 500 ETF is a great place to start if you are new to investing. Later on, you can think about purchasing other ETFs that would allow you to invest globally and diversify. But this ETF is a great way to get that snowball of investment rolling. So now that you have made your first investment, what are the next steps? These ETFs will give you dividends every quarter. If you reinvest those dividends, in 10 years, your £1,000 would grow to £2,200. In 20 years, to £4,900. And in 30 years, to almost £11,000. However, if you want to have options in the future, you would have to put money regularly in the stock market and see it grow. Vanguard and many other platforms have the option to set automatic transfers and can make purchases for you every month. You can just set it and forget it. You can start with as little as £50 or £100 every month. And trust me, that would make a difference. Do it now. Now that you're all invested, I wanted to put you face to face with a hypothetical scenario. A market crash. A very frequent scenario, indeed. Imagine you wake up tomorrow morning and your £1,000 are no longer £1,000. Your 13 ETFs are now worth £700. Oh no, you just lost £300 overnight. You switch the TV on and all you see is panic and red numbers. The images show panicking investors and they're all selling their stocks. Should you sell as well? No, please ignore all this. Trust me, in a market crash, as long as you don't sell, you haven't lost a penny. Imagine there's another COVID pandemic called COVID-24. So the market crashes. There is panic. Do you really think that you will lose your money if you keep it invested in the stock market? Do you really think that the companies you have invested in will lose all their value because of that new pandemic? Let's rephrase that. Do you really think that nobody will ever use Microsoft, Apple, or Facebook, or will never Google anything, or will never watch Netflix ever again? Now, of course that won't happen. During COVID-19, after an initial drop, the market shot back up, and by July, it was back to the pre-COVID levels. If anything, you should be buying even more during a crash. Warren Buffett says that you should be fearful when others are greedy and that you should be greedy when others are fearful. But because it is hard to predict the market highs and lows, there is a way to invest called dollar cost averaging. That means that to equal the ups and downs of the market, you can put the same amount in the market every month, disregarding what the market does. In that way, you won't be driven by emotions and will benefit from the market's overall growth. Also, I wanted to let you know that if you don't live in the UK, you can find an equivalent Vanguard ETF of the S&P 500 with a low-cost broker. The brokers that I use and can recommend are Interactive Brokers and DEGIRO. So, today we have invested our first £1,000 in the stock market. We spoke about how to open an account, which investments to purchase, how to keep investing, and what to do in an eventual market crash. I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. Also note that the returns represented here are the average market returns. The past returns do not guarantee any future returns. Lastly, do not invest any money that you will need in the next 5 years. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for joining me today on the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Do not forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day.